You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush and Ben Taylor.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 292 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. It's Kyle and Ben, and we're back and ready to rock and roll, talk some golf, talk some playoffs, and have some fun doing it. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. If you could have bet Lucas Glover the past 2 weeks to win outright, you'd have been racked up and stacked up and just ready to cash out and move on. But you probably didn't. But don't worry, you can still log in, create your account today, get yourself a 50% welcome bonus by using coupon code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V. Like I said, get that 50% welcome bonus. Give them $100. They're going to give you 50 back on top of it to play with. You got literally every sport imaginable that you can bet on. Football season's right around the corner. You can already bet preseason football, I'm sure, if you want to. They got an online casino.
I mean, if you have a problem, yes, go bet preseason football.
Go roll craps for 6 hours. Have fun. Bet online. It's where the game starts. So, Ben, Lucas Glover survives another week in multiple different ways. He goes back to back. He survives a playoff. He survives another week. I mean, he's way up there in FedEx Cup points now. So he's moving his way towards the end of the year. And you know what else has survived? His Ryder Cup dreams are still alive.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then, you know, just life in general, surviving another week is true.
Joke never gets old, man. It never does.
Never.
Did you see what I tweeted after the last victory?
No.
I retweeted my tweet from like over a year ago and that said, never forget that this woman beats the hell out of him every time he comes home.
He's a sympathetic character. I mean, there's times he almost had me in tears. You know, he just talks about when he talks about his golf game and like his struggles and stuff like that. It's like he's borderline about to cry. You know, even his saying about the Ryder Cup made me like jacked up. You know,
yeah.
When they're like, "Hey, have you thought about how this affects your Ryder Cup? You know, you're still alive for the Ryder Cup." Blah blah blah. And he said, "Thought about it for the first time about 15 minutes ago." I'd love to qualify. I've never done it. You know, basically that simple. You know, I'd love to make it because I have never done it before. You know, I think he's somewhere around 18th, which if he has another good week, he's hot. You know, you could play your way right into it. Thoughts on this whole resurgence? Like, what's your takeaways on it?
I mean, it's been his putter. I mean, that's been what's done it, because the saves that he made, especially down the stretch on Sunday, where he made, what was it, back-to-back holes, he made like 30-foot putts on both those holes to save par. Yeah. His game in general is not something – I don't know how his game translates to the match play, because it is. Being a team – guys can win all kinds of tournaments, and when it gets Ryder Cup time, if they're not good match play guys and they're not good team guys – I don't know. What's his relationship with the rest of the players on the tour? I mean, when I look at stuff like that, like, I think you have to take that into account, like what his relationship is with other guys on the tour as far as putting him on the team. You know, if you just want to go strictly who's the hot hand right now, it's that dude. I mean, you sent it to me ever since he switched putters, like what his, you know, stats are and how well he's done. And what'd you say? You sent to me like 5 top 10s he's had.
So he switched. So he's been like, world renowned, a terrible putter, like almost to the point where he's almost lost his card, like that bad. And then I think in the Memorial, he decided he was going to go to this broomstick thing. And I think it's one of those, maybe like a Lab Golf or one of those, it's a funky looking putter. And he missed the cut at the Memorial. Then he goes to the US Open qualifying, gets to the last round and misses like a 2-footer to qualify with the broomstick putter. And I think he had a coach or something that was like, "Look, I know you missed that putt," he said, "but you look so much better putting the ball. You don't look like a goober. You look like you're confident. I think you need to stick with it and push it." He goes to the RBC Canadian Open, has a top 20. I think he actually misses the next cut, and then I think he rattles off like five out of his next six tournaments. He has all top tens and two wins. It's
great. Yep.
And I think another missed cut in there. But, like, regardless, playing good, putting good, it's wild. It's wild now. Like, it's crazy how a putter change can do so much for these dudes. Like, that could be the, like, little thing that clicks. You look at Ricky Fowler, you look at Wyndham Clark, and now you got Lucas Glover, who's won a major before. Like, it's not like this dude's a slouch. He's won $35 million to a major six times on tour. And then all of a sudden he goes from like a sort of a joke, to be honest. And then now he's one of the hottest golfers in golf. It's insane that they're all that close, man. If you can, it's like if you can find that one thing, they're that close.
Oh, well, you and I have talked about it. I mean, just guys that we've played with that are trying to make it on the Korn Ferry Tour, they go out on a random day with us and shoot 66.
Yeah.
But tournament conditions, pressure, out of their routine, whatever it may be, they can't do that whenever they get, you know, whenever they get to the tour. And it sounds like he was kind of that way putting. I saw a reel today. He's either a reel or a thing that was on Twitter. This is why Lucas Glover switched putters. And it showed all of his misses from inside of 5 feet. And he wasn't even hitting the hole on some of them.
No, it was terrible. It was terrible. I saw the same video.
And it was like they were straight putts. It wasn't like they were 5 footers that like bent that he had to like throw it out there and let it die. No, these were for par from 3 feet away. Just get up there and rake it in and go to the next hole. And he's shoving it a foot right and 2 feet by. And you're going, bro, what are you doing?
See, you don't ever hear stories. You don't ever hear stories where it's like, hey, I went and got the lie adjusted on my 8 iron and it really changed me. Or I went from an 18 degree 3 wood to a 17 degree. What you don't hear stories like this. It's always the putter, man. It's always I got the putt. So I don't feel nearly as bad about switching out putters as much as I do and firing, because you got to hit it. You got to find the switch, because that's all. Clearly, that's all it takes. You find the switch, you find the putter, and it's game on. It's game on. So hopefully, eventually, I'll find that right putter. I think I might have, but it just blows my mind. All the headline, like all the dudes that are coming out of the woodworks this year, and they're all like, it's all these like putter deal. Like this is the jailbreak thing or jailbreak.
Oh yeah, Wyndham Clark. I mean that's the thing you just talked about. Like you mentioned Wyndham Clark. I mean he called the manufacturer just like send me Ricky's putter.
Yeah,
and they were like, yeah, but what specs do you want? He was like, Ricky's. And they're like,
no, I'm 3 feet taller.
But exactly. Like, and they even try to talk him out of it. They're like, well, you're taller than him and you don't stand like him. And he's like, I want that putter. Like he mentally had prepared himself. I'm going to be successful with this putter when I get it. And he's just gone out there and done it. And the thing is, well, Rory, this is how meticulous these guys are too. Did you see during the rain delay when Amanda Renner or Balionis or whatever she's going by now, what she talked to him about?
No, I didn't.
His putter was 3/16 of an inch off, and he felt that. He sent
absolutely in case.
that's the story that kind of dominated going into that rain delay was because he sent his caddy to an Edwin Watts golf shop in Memphis and said, I need to shave the putter down. And the caddy even said that when he told him this, they looked at – because he took his old putter with him and he took the new putter. He said, I need it to be this length. And they looked at him and said, it is that length, bud. And he was like, nope, it's not. And so they measured it, and it literally was 3/16 of an inch off. And that was bothering Rory, that 3/16 of an inch.
Yeah, I played with a guy this weekend, and just the difference between us. He goes in to get his putter re-gripped, and he just picks out the one that he likes. And he just has like a regular old 35-inch, like just a Newport, like we all have. And he picks a grip out, and they look at him kind of funny. They're like, you sure you want this one? He's like, yeah, I like it. It looks good. It's a damn arm lock putter, arm lock grip. He's like, why didn't y'all say something? Why didn't you say something? Like, let me know I was buying the wrong grip. But he's like, well, then lengthen this son of a gun. Let's make this thing longer. So, Like it just, I don't know, man. Putters are a big deal, and we don't have any idea what we're doing. But when those guys find the right thing, they make it happen.
When you look at it, when you look at putters, you doing look, feel. I'm big grip guy. Like I gotta have those. You've seen I gotta have those. What are they? The thicker grips. You know, super strokes.
Yeah,
the super stroke grips. Like I'm big on the three mid. I got to be the three. Every one of them have to be the three mid. Because I've told you, like, when you say, here, try this putter out. And I like the feel of your putter. I'm like, can't use that grip. I'd have to switch the grip out if I bought that putter from you.
I like this discussion. Let's keep this discussion. And we're going to talk about putters and swamp ass. Okay. That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about that. But before we talk about that, we need to talk about Primo Golf Apparel. Guys, we were some of the first ones. I say first ones. We really copied our idol Blaine Barber, and we fell in love with Primo. And I've fallen in love. I like the joggers, but I've fallen in love with the shorts. The Primo shorts are absolutely incredible. I have almost every single color, and I'm only short two, and they're on the way. They're in the mail right now. So I will have every single color of shorts on the website. You can get 7-inch. 9-inch, 11-inch. There's like 8 total colors. They're athletic cut, so they're not baggy. They fit right. They're stretchy. The material, I sweated so profusely this Saturday when I played, and I felt so comfortable, like I wasn't even wearing pants. They're just fantastic. Use coupon code DADPOD15 and take off 15%. From your order from now until maybe the end of time. I mean, it's just continue to rack up orders, rack up joggers. They got polos. They got all kinds of blade collar polos, all kinds of shirts and stuff like that as well as cool hats. Love those guys. Give them some love. Primo Golf Apparel.
Although I will say the joggers, the thing that you're going to like about the joggers, even though Kyle said, do the shorts, go and get ready for the fall. The joggers come in different lengths. There are a lot of people selling joggers now. I think Under Armour just came out with some. FootJoy now is trying to push some. They're all the same length. Yep. So if you don't have long legs, you're going to end up having like that bunching down there at the bottom, and they're like not going to look
long
cool.
Long knickers.
Yes. Like, and so, these have regular, short, and long when you order Primo. You have to establish which one you are. So if you're a guy that's like 6'4", you're going to want to get the long ones.
Yep.
But if you're 5'10 a guy
like
with
me, if you're like 5'10 like me, you can get the short, and they give you a good bit of ankle.
Yes.
Ankle showing.
They look like joggers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kyle and I have the short. I mean, I'm 5'9". They still work fine on me. I like them. But even the regulars, our old buddy Nate, I think he's got regulars. Sometimes they go a little long. So keep that in mind when you order. They're the only company that does the various lengths. Otherwise, you have to go and get them hemmed if you get them from somebody else. So go with Primo. Use the promo codes. That way you save money, especially going in the fall when you're going to need your joggers.
Yep. Well said. Well said. You killed that. All right. Putters. This discussion was, what do you look for in a putter? All right. So I'm a snob. So right off the bat, got to be a Scotty Cameron. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why. It's just got to be. It's got to be. Just is what it is. Number two, it took me a very long time to figure out. Because when I started getting into putters, I obviously didn't know anything about it, but I figured out that I cannot putt well with an offset neck. Okay. So the first thing I look for is the neck, short slant, there's another one that the old Santa Fe flow neck, people call it a flow neck, stuff like that. I can't have the offset. So that's number one. I've always wanted the button back circle T with the Terrillium insert. That's the one, the putter that I think's awesome. Just so happens to be a putter that Blaine uses sometime as well. But I love that putter. But they've never made it in an off. They've always made it with an offset neck. And then the Champion's Choice this year, Scotty Cameron's came out and they have the 0.5 neck, which is the little short slant. I've got that putter now and I love it. And I think I'll probably putt for it forever, but at least a year. So we'll just go with it. I'm going to make it work. So that's what the short slant neck is what I look for grips. I got to play around with grips. I hadn't quite got that. I just got settled in on what putter I like. I got to figure out the grip part now. I think that's probably my next go-to is what grip do you like?
You're stuck on doing like the original grip though. See, I'm not that way. I'm like, as soon as I buy it, I'm like, you can take that off.
As long as I can save the grip, I don't care. I can switch it out. I don't want to go just have it ripped off because those things are they're it's not like they just make a ton of them, you know? So I want to at least be able to have it saved. So I'm more apt to putt with the original grip than I am to replace it. But considering I think I'm locked into this one for a while, I may go experiment a little bit with some different grips over at Moon Golf or somewhere like that. So,
yep. I like the look and the feel, but I'm more the grip. Like the grip's got to, cause you've seen me, I've played with blades. I've got a Red X that I've never even pulled out and used, I think, in front of you, but I've gone to it a couple of times. Right now, I'm on the new Ping that's got the insert in it that kind of softens it a little bit. I like it. Kyle can tell you I'm more of a square back guy because it doesn't necessarily mean brand. One of the best feeling putters that I've got, and they don't even make them anymore, so I need to hold on to it. There's no way I'd ever get rid of it, is that Nike Method square back.
Yeah.
That I've used. It's got a red insert in it, and it is, I mean, it's awesome, but it's silver. I've gone to a black Ping with a black shaft because I thought that looked cool. I don't know when I'll get tired of that. I always end up probably going back to the Method before it's all said and done with. Got a couple of Lagunas that Kyle's seen me. I got a silver and a black one, so that's probably the type Scotty that I like. Unless I can find me a good square back, and you know, who knows, Scotty could shoot me one of those circle tees with the insert in it, the square back. They can make that for me. They could customize that for me, but put my initials on the back. I'm sure that'd cost a pretty penny.
Yeah, that should be cheap.
wife would look at credit card bills and be like, what's $3,000 golf club that you have? Be like, honey, I'll never buy another one.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be good.
That's always what you guys say. This is it. This is my last one. I'm done. I'm done.
And she's
I'm telling
she'll be
everything
like,
else. I'm done.
Yeah. Oh man. So yeah,
I got
that's
some putters for sale. If you need something, hit me in the DM.
Hit Kyle up. He does. The thing is, with Kyle gets them and he sells them. I don't sell any of mine. I got a collection that sits in the garage. He's been begging me to like have them sent off and refurbished and sell them, but I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah. All right, Lucas Glover. We got to get back. We kind of got off track a little bit, but his putting was the talk of the town. And the swamp butt part has kind of gone viral. The guy, I mean, it's unbearably hot, and he's just completely saturated his pants, like completely saturated his pants. Here's the thing that's even more crazy to me: he doesn't play with gloves, so
no.
You have that level of moisture. And you can shoot 64 on a PGA course without gloves on. That blows my mind.
Well, you know, I don't use gloves.
That's why you shoot 85.
Should be 95. If I use a glove, it'd be 95.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that. They said they didn't realize what he was doing. When he would get to the tee box, he was sticking his hands in the coolers because he doesn't use gloves. I've done that before too. What that does is that I learned that trick from an old guy years ago. Apparently somebody's told him too. It basically shrinks your sweat glands in your hands and it constricts them to keep them from sweating. So that's the reason everybody goes, why are you sticking your hands in water? Because as soon as you dry it off, like they don't get sweaty for like another couple of holes. So that's why he kept doing that, because he didn't use a glove. So he was having to do it to keep his hands from slipping.
I remember back whenever he won the, I believe it was the U.S. Open, he was on like David Letterman or Jay Leno or one of those Tonight shows. And he said that one thing that he does when he plays with his buddies who are like, you know, scratch or, you know, maybe like a -1 or -2 handicap is when they play games, he plays with a glove because it makes him like an 8. He said, I swear I'm like a 6 handicap with a glove on. He's like, I can't feel the club. That's what we do to make bets even, which to me sounds like he's a hustler and he's hustling these guys that he calls friends. But that's what he says. He says he cannot feel the club. Therefore, he is you know, just can't do it. I know Freddie doesn't wear gloves. There's not many guys that just don't wear gloves. I don't see how you can do what these guys do in the heat that these guys do it in and not be able to wear gloves. I don't get it. I'm the sweatiest dude alive, though.
So. I don't see how they do it with some of the ones. Like, the reason I don't, like, the grips that I have on my clubs are those soft wind grips. So they're also medium size. So they're a little bit bigger. So, like, when you wear a glove, it just feels like they're just even bigger than they're supposed to be. But I noticed on his, he was using like regular corded grips. And I'm sitting there thinking, how the heck are his hands not torn up like doing that? Because that's the whole reason. Now, I also have to change my grips out about every 6 to 8 months. Like, I have to go get them re-gripped because I use those soft wind grips that are supposed to be non-slip. But not him. He's using like the regular corded like grip that, I'm sitting there thinking, I don't know how he does that. Cause that would not, I have to, there's other sets of clubs I have in my garage. And when I pull them out and hit them, I have to use a glove because they're not mid-sized grips. They're not the wind grips. So they'll just tear my hands up. So I've got to use a glove, but no, he's out there raw dogging it, baby. He's using nothing.
I love it. I can't do it, but I respect it. You know? Yeah. I'm looking right here. He's got those old school cords.
We also need to get him some Primo golf pants because I understand you said you feel bad for him.
He's got to breathe.
Bro, he's got to breathe. Yeah, I did see somebody said today, they were like, should they allow shorts on tour? And some guy replied underneath him that's like a well-known golf guy. And he was like, for Lucas Glover, yes, they should allow shorts on tour.
I mean, it's so sad. Like, he's standing by the water taking his picture with his trophy, and his crotchal region is absolute just – pure wrenched
on display.
On display. It's great. Put the guys in shorts. Let's go. We've already figured out over on Live. Let's do it.
When it's 100 degrees, give them a choice, for goodness sakes.
In tomorrow's episode, I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about we found a funny article about some do's and don'ts of some stuff to wear on the course, and we'll talk about that. And I think this is probably it for today, though.
Yep.
Congrats to Lucas Glover, big win. Keep it rolling. And, you know, maybe we'll have a discussion here after next week of, you know, is Lucas Glover, you know, do you pick him for the Ryder? Is it time to pick him for the Ryder Cup team? Do you pick him over a JT? Do you go with hot hand over chemistry? Like, what do you do? So I hope he continues this.
Kyle, if he wins again, there's no choice.
Oh yeah, he should be an auto qualifier. He'll jump from the third. I think they probably update yesterday or today. He'll jump all the way up to like somewhere in the 16 to 18 range. So he's getting really close to that 12 number. Mm-hmm. Anything from like 12 to 14, 15, you got a chance. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
So we'll talk about it. Guys, thanks for listening. And we will be back again. We're going to try for tomorrow. We're going to be back again tomorrow for another episode of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.